present Brothers in Law, a radio adaptation by Richard Waring of the television series, which was based on the original book by Henry Cecil, starring Richard Briers with Richard Waring and John Glyn Jones. Episode 5, Counsel's Opinion.
There you are.
Morning, Alec.
Got another brief for you here, sir. Mr. Grimes says, would you let him have your opinion?
Interesting one, is it?
I couldn't say, sir. I got rather engrossed in the brief Mr. Blagrove's reading at the moment. Now, that was interesting.
Yes, well, Henry does tend to have all the luck, doesn't he?
Why, what's yours, sir?
Bagshot versus the Ionized Pipe and Guttering Supply Company. That's something to set the heart racing and the blood pounding, isn't it? I imagine Mr. Blagrove's landed something with a little more human interest.
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. Quite spicy, if you'll forgive the phrase.
Oh, Lord. He'll be even more cocky than usual, I suppose.
I know. I shan't ask him about it. That'll be the best thing. Yes, I won't say a word to him about it. I'll just go in and sit down and immerse myself in Ionized Pipe and Guttering.
Oh, morning, Roger.
What? Oh, morning, Henry.
Got a brief, have you?
Yes, and if you don't mind, I'd like to get down to it right away.
Hmm? Certainly, old boy. You dive in.
Thank you.
I saw your brief outside. No wonder you can't wait to start. I'll get up too. Oh, blimey. Oh, blimey. Good grief.
Henry, I am trying to read a brief.
So am I, old boy, but my eyeballs keep dropping into my lap.
Well, kindly restrain yourself.
Yes, yes, certainly, old man, sorry.
Thank you.
No. Oh, oh dear, oh. Oh, blimey!
Henry!
Oh, mate!
Henry!
This makes Lady Chatterley look like a forestry commission report.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Mr. Grimes wants a book.
No wonder George Wedgeworth couldn't resist talking about this one, eh, Alec?
Your brief? Oh, yes, sir.
George Wedgeworth?
Yes, he was the barrister who had this brief originally.
What happened?
Are you sure you can tear yourself away from the Pipe and Guttering?
What happened?
Well, the police are trying to close down the Ooh La La Club.
What's the Ooh La La Club?
Well, it's hardly the Athenaeum.
It's one of those natural striptease clubs.
Yes, you know, all-star non-stop nudes and pay through the nose for no-star non-alcoholic brandy.
Yes, look, what about Wedgeworth?
Well, the police briefed him to prosecute the club.
Yes, but somebody heard him spilling the juiciest details of the case in the Feathers. You know, that pub in Fleet Street where all our clerks say what they really think of us.
Oh, now, Mr. Blagrove.
That was a pretty silly thing for Wedgeworth to do.
Well, that wasn't all he did, sir.
What?
No, Wedgeworth also went and had a personal deco at the artistic entertainment.
And while he was there, he found himself talking to one of the defendant's witnesses.
Oh, good Lord, it's bad enough to talk to one of your own witnesses, even with a solicitor present. But it's pretty well a capital offence to talk to one of the other five witnesses. Wedgeworth hadn't been disbarred, but all but.
Really?
The solicitors for the police were furious and took the brief away from him.
So it comes to us. One's sorry for Wedgeworth and all that, but really a bloke of his experience should have known better.
He certainly should. Good heavens, the first thing you're taught, isn't it? Your brief is confidential. Don't discuss the details outside chambers. Even I know that.
And if even you knew that. Oh, well, excuse me, I must get back to the Ooh La La. You know, I shall always feel I've missed something in life. Never having seen Monique and her dance of desire with a frogman.
Got that book, Alec?
Ah, yes, here you are, Mr. Grimes.
Thank you. Well, how are you getting on, Blagrove? Nasty little case, don't you think? Nasty little case.
Extremely unpleasant.
Yes.
Though I wouldn't say the Beetle Crushers came out of it quite untarnished.
Beetle Crushers?
Yes, the two plainclothes chaps who reported the Ooh La La Club. They sat through the entertainment five times before their natural revulsion asserted itself.
That's a good point, my dear fellow, it's a good point. Now, you make a note of it, note it down. Oh, Thursby, look, I'd like you to write me an opinion on this brief, if you'd be so kind. Personally, I'm in two minds whether our client's wise to sue. Well, you'll read all about it in there. Read all about it. Read all about it.
Oh, shut up. This makes five briefs I've got to do the paperwork on now.
Junior pupil perks. Pity you won't have time to hear about Mademoiselle X.
Mademoiselle X?
Never mind, old boy. You said you got five briefs.
Just a minute. What about Mademoiselle X?
Beg your pardon?
Come on, Henry.
You can spare a moment, can you? Well, believe it or not, Monique and her frogman only open the diversion. First turn on, strictly an hors d'oeuvre. The main course, it seems, is this Mademoiselle X. She photographs herself with an instant developing camera and then auctions the snaps. Not, I'm afraid, for charity.
No.
Right. Well, you better get on with your two new briefs. Give us a shout if they're sexy.
Yes, yes, I know, yes. Well,
I can see straight away that this new one's quite a different proposition.
Hmm? Make your whistle, will it?
Well,
oh, give us a peep.
Henry, I'm still reading.
Oh, come on. I wasn't selfish about my Dance of Desire.
Oh, I mean, it doesn't look much on the surface. But in my opinion, just scratch that surface and...
For heaven's sake, you'll fill the place with dogs. What's it all about?
Well, the plaintiff's an MP.
Oh, that sounds promising. I've heard they're real lads after an all-night sitting. Who is it?
Biggs.
Biggs.
Hector Biggs.
Never heard of him.
Member for Chiddingly West.
Chiddingly West? No, sorry, Roger. I can't see the public queuing for number one court.
Well, he's suing a lady.
Ah, now this sounds more like it.
A Mrs. Pyman.
Mrs., it gets even better.
A widow.
Oh, what a shame.
Now, listen, Biggs wants a painting back. He says he only lent it to Mrs. Pyman. She says it was a gift.
Is Biggs married?
No.
No. Sorry, Roger. It's come to pieces in your hands.
He's nearly engaged.
Sorry. I was more excited about the ionized guttering.
Yeah, what do you think, Thursby? Biggs and Pyman, what do you think?
Well, it's most interesting.
Ah, do you gather a fairly long-term liaison between the two of them at some time?
Well, I haven't finished reading it yet.
Ah, it's on the first page here, my dear fellow. Look, what? Right there. Once enjoyed an acquaintanceship with Mrs. Pyman. Oh, it's vital to our case, my dear boy. What precisely would the judge think he meant for that? You look at it again and let me know, my dear fellow. Let me know.
Well, Mr. Thursby, from your vast experience of life, love, and ladies, what does Mr. Biggs mean by that?
Well...
Not very much, I'm afraid, or Grimy Boy wouldn't have handed you the brief. Sorry, Roger, but you can't really expect my sort of case till you're a man of the world. And a couple of quick nibbles at your girlfriend's earlobe on the front porch don't make you that. So, cheer up. You do well with your star-crossed lovers there, and then set yourself up as a guttering expert. In no time at all, you'll be absolutely swamped with briefs every time something licentious takes place on a hot tin roof.
Oh, Roger, you must come to Mother's party.
Darling, I'd love to, but I brought a pile of briefs. I mean, look.
Well, couldn't you bring them with you? Sit down suddenly and say, you must do a bit of work. Mother would be terribly impressed.
Bring the briefs with me? These are confidential.
Are they, darling? Well, I think it's wonderful they've got such faith in you.
Thank you.
No, I mean, I'm so proud, Roger. Really, I am. That's why I want to show you off at Mother's. Oh, do come. It's only cocktails, and I'm sure you should give your poor brain a rest.
Poor brain's right. I mean, just look at all this. Most of the pupils get one case at a time. They saddle me with five.
Well, that's because you're so clever. You mustn't be modest, Roger.
No. Well, I'm flattered, actually, but the responsibility's a big strain.
Well, you put your feet up for a moment. Here's a footstool. That's right. Have a little rest, and then come on to Mother's for a couple of martinis. Hmm? Mm-hmm. It'll do you good. Recharge your batteries. And tomorrow morning you'll be able to stand up in court, point your finger at the murderer, and shatter them all with your cry of, J'accuse!
J'accuse? And that's what all laymen think. You're possessed with murder. As a matter of fact, criminal cases are rather boring. The best chaps do mostly civil work.
Like Bagshot and the ionized pipe and guttering.
What?
It's on the front of your brief.
Sally!
You say this isn't boring.
Sally, these are confidential.
I can't think why. Pipe and guttering, what could they have to hide?
That's not the point. I happen to have been entrusted with highly confidential information. This is the ionized pipe and guttering company.
All right. You will come to Mother's, won't you?
It's a small factory. Single-handed, we are taking on a whole chain of retail ironmongers.
Bully for you. Darling, you did promise, Mother.
And this brief concerns an MP.
Oh, an MP? Which one?
What? Sally, how many times have I said
that? Well, if I can't ask, why did you start to tell me?
What? Well, I wanted to show you that I don't just deal with guttering cases.
Well, what's this unnamed MP done?
He hasn't done anything. You see, there's a certain well-known society woman
who... I smell a triangle. Oh, darling. Do tell.
It's not a triangle, Sally. You're absolutely typical of the lay public. You all think we barristers deal with nothing but death or dishonor.
Well, some of them do. Oh, Roger, why can't they give you an interesting case?
This is an interesting case. I've hardly been able to put it down. It may not seem much on the surface. Not on the surface, not much. But scratch it, just scratch it. It's full of human character facets, basic urges overcoming the civilized...
All right, well, don't discuss it. Scratch it.
What?
You don't have to mention names.
No. Well, I suppose there can't be any harm, really. I mean, there are over 600 MPs.
That's right, so get scratching.
Yeah, well, this MP, my client, and this widow, they were friendly.
How friendly?
What? Well, I don't know. How do I know? Nothing excessive, like you and me, probably.
Nothing excessive, yes, I see.
Now, anyway, they had a mutual interest in art, And the MP lent her a quite valuable miniature, as she wanted to show it to some of her pincher friends, you see. Well, then the MP took up with another woman. He's thinking of getting engaged to her, as a matter of fact, and he and the first woman drifted apart.
And he asked for the miniature back.
Yes, but she claims he didn't lend it. He gave it to her.
And she's jolly well hanging on to it. Good for her.
Yeah, well, that remains to be seen, doesn't it? I have to give my opinion as to whether he should sue for the recovery of the miniature.
Hmm, quite interesting. Sounds just like old Biggs. He's always trotting round the galleries.
What?
Hector Biggs, he's an MP friend of Mother's.
Yes, well, talking of your mother's...
And I'm not sure that he isn't getting engaged.
Sorry, I'll be round as soon as I've had a bath.
Roger, it isn't Biggs, is it?
Come on, out, please.
It is, it's Hector Biggs, Roger, I can see by your face.
Sally!
Hector Biggs, oh, I can't wait to tell Mother.
Your mother? Sally, you oughtn't breathe a word to your mother.
So I am right.
You mustn't tell anyone of it, it's confidential information.
Well, you shouldn't have spoken about it in the first place.
Well, you kept on with me. You said I only had dull cases. All I did was to try... What?
I'm trying to think whom I've seen about with old Biggs.
Sally!
Art lover, widow.
No, stop, Sally. Promise me you won't say anything. I've done the most terrible thing. Legal ethics demand
it's
that I...
It's not Molly Anstruther, is it?
No, it isn't.
Thank you. That eliminates one possibility.
It's confidential.
Mother knows dozens of widows. All I know are... Oh, it is unfair.
Sally, I could be disbarred.
What?
I could, you know.
Disbarred? Telling me?
If it came out and they traced the leak to me, certainly. Honestly, only today I heard of a chap called Wedgworth, who's in terrible trouble for just this sort of thing.
Oh, well, of course I won't say a word, Roger.
Promise?
Well, it's not much of a story, is it? I mean, only knowing half of it. Now, if I knew the widow...
You promised!
Oh, all right. Well, don't be late, or Henry will drunk everything.
Henry?
Mother asked him at the last moment. She's become a real legal eagle since your call to the bar. And you'll be able to crow it for Henry, won't you, darling? Him only having one case and you with five.
Oh, I'm snowed under, Mrs. Mannering. I honestly didn't think I'd be able to make your party tonight, but then I thought, give the old brain a rest. It's going to be a hard day in court tomorrow.
Really, Henry? What's the case?
Ah, sorry, I can't tell you the details.
But the details are always the best part.
Especially in this case of mine, but I'm afraid they're confidential till they come out in court.
What a pity.
Legal ethics, you know.
Oh, quite. I shouldn't have asked.
Well, for all I know, you might be concerned in the case as part of the other side.
Yes, I might, mightn't I?
Though I must say, I very much doubt it.
Well, it certainly seems a fascinating life.
Oh, it is, Mrs. Mannering. No, to be honest, not always as fascinating as the Sunday papers would lead you to believe.
Oh, really? Oh, Harold! Do go on, Henry. There's someone I know would like to meet you. Harold!
Like to meet me? Oh, really?
Oh, he's coming. Now, what are you saying about your work?
Well, for a start, there's a great deal of hard grind before we hear those magic words. I do hereby call you to the bar and do publish you barrister. Damned hard work, if you'll forgive the expression.
Excuse me, Henry. Mm. Harold, I don't think you know Henry Blagrove.
No.
He's a barrister.
Oh, really?
Yes, how do you do? And I was just saying, there's a great deal of hard work reading law before you actually...
This is Judge Burford.
How do you do?
Before you... Judge Burford?
That's right. You were saying, Blagrove...
Well, I...
Oh, Sally's just brought in Roger. Excuse me.
Now, Sally, please pay close to me, will you? I'll feel much happier.
Oh, Roger, what a sweet thing to say.
But it's not that, you is. It's not that I don't trust you. You know that, but your mother's martinis would loosen the tongue of
hello,
a dumb waiter.
Roger.
What? Oh, hello. Good evening, Mrs. Mannering. I'm sorry I'm a little late.
Well, there's some excuse for you. You're a busy man.
Yes, I am, rather.
Sally, really, darling, where have you been?
I was answering the door to Roger.
For the last 20 minutes?
No, before that, I was browsing through your address book.
What?
Sherry or martini, Roger?
Well, a martini, please. No, sherry.
Just a small one. He's got five briefs to read tonight.
Really?
Yes, I must keep a clear head.
They certainly work you poor boys hard. There's Henry there. He's snowed under as well.
Henry is?
I'll have a sherry too, Sally.
Right, charge me a moment.
I'll come with you.
No, no, Roger. I must introduce you round.
Oh, no, don't bother, Mrs. Mannering. I have a terrible memory for names.
Oh, you'll circulate on your own, then. That's splendid. I wish more of my guests were like you and Elsie Fanshawe. She never needs introducing. She's such a notorious gossip, everyone rushes to her. That's her over there.
Where?
Talking to Sally.
Talking to Sally? Excuse me, I'm dying for a drink.
But I thought you had to keep a clear head.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
MP for where, Sally?
West Chiddingly.
Oh, yes.
getting engaged to that Strauss woman. Oh, darling, have you met Mrs. Fanshawe?
No, how do you do?
How do you do? You must be the barrister boyfriend. I've always thought what a terribly difficult profession. Head filled with secrets you're not allowed to share.
Wouldn't suit you, Elsie.
No.
Will you excuse me, Mrs. Fanshawe, please? Just excuse us, will you?
Of course.
You promised not to talk about it.
She couldn't possibly guess about the case. I was terribly vague.
So was I, and you homed like a pigeon.
Hello, Roger. Read any good briefs lately?
What?
I say, old man, you'll never guess who I've just been hobnobbing with.
Yeah, well, excuse me a moment, Henry, but I'll just have a little chat with Sally.
No, you're not. She's right over there.
What?
Yeah, I just thought I'd better warn you. I mean, do you know the correct way to address a real live...
Sorry, Henry, excuse me. I want to see...
And here's my favorite guest, Carol. He circulates like mad. Roger, I must introduce you to...
How do you do? Would you shouldn't be, please?
Oh, must you rush off?
Well, there's apparently a legal argument in the corner. They want my advice.
Oh, well, you'd better take Judge Burford with you.
I'd be delighted. What?
This is Roger Thursby, Harold. He's a barrister, too.
Indeed. Well, we must certainly look in on this legal argument, eh? Where are the protagonists?
Let me take your glass.
You're up?
I'll get you a refill. Excuse me. Henry! How do you address him?
What?
A judge. I can't say Your Honor at a cocktail party.
No, and if you hadn't had an attack of the runs just now, you'd have heard me trying to tell you.
Well, come on.
Judge. Just judge.
Are you sure?
Well, that's what I called him, and he didn't commit me for contempt.
Judge.
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 Blimey, he's off again.
Judge.
I beg your pardon.
Judge.
Yes, there's him.
Here's your glass.
But it's still empty, Roger.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
That's quite all right. I'm quite happy without it at the moment. You're a pupil, are you, Thursby?
Yes, Judge. My master's Kendall Grimes.
Oh, Grimes, yes. The gentleman who can keep 3 briefs in the air without dropping one.
Brief. Where's Alex?
Well, you disappear right in the middle of a case, you know, Nora, and dash off to another one.
Will you excuse me, Judge?
What? Oh, he's gone again.
Roger's a real jack-in-the-box, isn't he?
Like master, like pupil.
Sally, there's a judge here.
I know, darling. Mother thought it'd be fun for you and Henry.
Fun? Listen, I've had enough. I'm going. My nose won't stand any more of this. And if he comes out, I shall deny everything.
Roger, I haven't said a word.
Just apologize to your mother, will you? Tell her I've had a headache.
You could apologize yourself. Here she comes.
Roger, I'd like you to meet...
Well, I'm sorry, Mrs. Mary. I'm very sorry. I'm afraid I've got a dreadful headache.
Oh, what a shame. I'll get you an aspirin.
No, I really must go.
Oh, really, Roger? And I did so want you to meet Mrs. Pyman.
I'm sorry, I can't... Mrs. Pyman.
How do you do? Roger's a very busy barrister, Dorothy. Well, Roger, I'm sorry you can't stay.
Yes, well, Henry.
I wonder he's got a headache. He's been on the move all the evening.
Henry, I'm in most terrible trouble. I may be disbarred tomorrow,
but I told you what to call the judge.
Sally found out about Biggs, the MP, in my brief.
That's confidential information, you idiot. Why on earth did you tell her?
I didn't tell her. She guessed.
Guessed? What do you mean? You said I got an interesting brief and she immediately said, don't tell me, Biggs and Pyman.
Quite frankly, it wasn't far short of that. Here, look, just go into the hall.
All right. Let go of my arm. People might say we're in love. Now then.
Oh.
She's found out about Biggs. What about Pyman?
She doesn't know, but she's been trying to find out all evening.
Well, give her something else to think about. Smother her with kisses in the scullery.
Oh, please. I was just about to leave. Now I daren't.
Why?
That's Mrs. Pyman over there.
No.
Oh, dear, oh, Lord.
If Sally meets her and tumbles, she doesn't realize how serious it is.
I hope you do.
What do you mean?
I hope you haven't spoken to Mrs. Pyman.
Shh. Of course I haven't, you idiot. Well, only when we were introduced.
What?
What?
You're really an ethic breaking vein tonight, aren't you?
Oh, yes. Good heavens, he's on the other side.
Gossiping with the defendant and acting for the plaintiff. You'll be able to go down the same drain as Wedgwood.
I never gossiped at all. I just said I had a headache.
That, old boy, is the understatement of the fiscal year.
But for heaven's sake, don't look so pleased about it. You've got to help me.
All right, let me think.
What
on earth?
It's all right. Sally's got the drinks tray. She was heading for Mrs. Pyman. It's all right. She's gone a different way.
Oh, honestly, Roger, this is ridiculous. Look, are you absolutely certain that if Sally discovers Mrs. Pyman's a missing... Mrs. Pineman's the missing link. She'll shout it from the rooftops.
Look, Sally wouldn't consciously do me any harm. You know that. But she'd have a titbit. And, well, Sally's a woman.
Yes, I have noticed. Well, look, supposing you cut the ground from under her. Tell her all. Exhibit your confidence in her. Say, darling, this is a secret to be shared by us two alone.
She's a woman,
yes, yes. Well, if you want to stop her meeting Mrs. Pineman...
Mrs. Pineman?
There's only one thing for it. You'll have to remove her.
Sally?
Yes, get her out of the room for an hour.
Henry, I refuse to kiss Sally in the scullery.
No. Well, you better be ill.
Ill?
Yes, say you're not feeling well, and can you get your head down?
That's an idea.
And once you're lying on the bed, keep her occupied.
What?
Running around with beef tea and aspirin.
Oh, yes, yes, good. Thanks so much, Henry. Yes, that's wonderful. Oh!
What?
Oh! What's wrong with me?
Do you really want to know?
What's supposed to be wrong with me?
Oh, well, overwork, flu, one of your dizzy spells. From the look of you, you might have all three.
Oh, thank you. Oh, there you are.
Ah, Roger. It's not Hetty Finch, is it?
What? No.
Thanks.
Sally.
It's not Jenny Redfern.
Sally, I'm not feeling too grand.
I know. The last time I saw you were going home with an imitation headache.
Well, this is different. It's overwork, I think.
Well, there you are. Didn't I say you ought to give your brain a rest? Have another sherry.
I think I've got flu coming on.
Flu?
And a dizzy spell.
Good heavens. Here, hold the drink, Sam. Let me feel your brow. Yes, you do feel a bit hot, darling.
I know. Come up and lie down.
What?
What? I mean...
Roger, Mrs. Pyman hasn't a drink. Bring the tray, will you, dear?
Well, you take it, Sally. Take it.
Hello, Mrs. Pyman. I didn't see you arrive. Now, what will you have? Sherry, martini?
Sally?
Come along, Roger. Must be another headache. He's just standing there with his eyes closed.
I think it's just overwork, you know. A bit of socializing will do him good. Come along, darling. Offer Mrs. Pyman a drink.
Yes, right.
Thank you, Mr. Thursday.
Sally.
Oh, don't go, Roger. Here comes Judge Burford. I'm sure he'd like another drink now.
Oh, my God.
Judge and the barrister.
Yes, just like a courtroom, isn't it?
All we need is a prisoner.
Interesting, because I...
Excuse me.
Judge Burford, may I introduce Mrs. Pyman?
Oh, how do you do?
How do you do? I have to say, this is most interesting. It would appear that I may shortly be involved in an action myself. Is it ethical to ask advice?
Oh, quite ethical, Mrs. Pyman. Though I would hesitate to offer any myself, I might not know the answer, and that wouldn't look very well in front of Thursby here. Where is Thursby?
Over there. He's sort of creeping away. Very double.
Roger. Roger, dear. Just a minute.
I'm sorry. It's a touch of stomach cramps.
Dear, and Judge Burford has just given me permission to pick your brains.
What? Well, yeah, they're not working very well tonight, Mrs. Pyman.
Well, good heavens, Thursby. In my young day, young barristers fairly leapt into the fray. Couldn't wait to reel off their vast erudition.
Well, I mean, I've got rather a lot on my mind. There are 5 briefs to read tonight.
You know what I think the trouble is, Judge Burford? He'll only act for a fee. All right, Mr. Thursby, for an official fee, would you...
No. Excuse me.
Roger, I'm all right. Did I say something?
I'm afraid you did, Mrs. Pyman. Off-the-cuff advice is one thing, but a barrister is engaged only through a solicitor. The Thursby was quite correct to refuse.
Well, thank you, Sally, for quite the most dreadful evening of my life.
Roger, I promise you, I haven't said a word.
Haven't said a word? If you hadn't guessed in the first place it was Biggs and Pyman, I wouldn't have had to live through all...
Pyman? Pyman, no!
Sally, I didn't say that. No, Sally.
She's right under my nose all the time.
Sally!
Miss Thursby.
Mrs. Pyman.
Would you excuse us a moment, Sally?
Of course. I'll take the tray, darling.
Mr. Thursby, I do most sincerely apologize. Apparently, I committed a breach of ethics just now.
Oh, please, Mrs. Pyman. We all do it.
No, I have the judge's ruling, and I stand corrected. I mean, you weren't to know I was only joking.
Joking?
Well, I have been threatened with an action, but actually, I've no intention of letting it come to court.
You mean you're going to return the...
I beg your pardon, Mr. Thursby.
Return the summons. That's the usual way to do it.
Oh, yes. I thought for a moment. Well, you see, the action does concern my returning something, and I suddenly wondered...
But when I said return the...
Yes. No, I
I've given the person in question a couple of weeks of hell, and that's all I wanted to do. Deflated that pompous ego of his a bit. I never intended getting all involved with barristers and counsel for the prosecution and all that. Not that I'd object to getting involved with you, Mr. Thursby.
What? Oh, well, there's nothing I like better. I mean, profession. No, I mean, Mrs. Mannering.
Roger, Sally seems really worried about you, so I shall quite understand if you have to go.
What? Go, Mrs. Mannering? Good heavens, I haven't enjoyed myself so much for years.
Well, I'd still like to know what came over you last night, Roger. 1 minute creeping about like a thief in the night and shaking like a jelly. The next waltzing around the room with Sally, all girlish giggles and smiles. Good Lord, at one point I thought you were going to kiss Judge Burford. What happened?
Well, too many martinis, I think, wouldn't you?
this opinion of yours, Burford, Biggs and Pyman, is very concise, very clear, my dear fellow, but I'm afraid I can't agree with it. Now, look here, you say my experience of females in Mrs. Pyman's circumstances...
experience of females?
is that all they want is to teach the male plaintiff a lesson by giving him a period of anxiety and mental anguish. It is my view that Mrs. Pyman will return the miniature at an immediate date. You know, you're saying that this case will never reach litigation.
Well, Grimes, there's not much point in Mr. Biggs suing for his painting if he's sent it back.
Ah, but she hasn't, my dear fella. She hasn't.
She will. She will.
Well, of course, I admire your confidence, but we're dealing with a worldly, sophisticated woman. And I can hardly be... Well, you know, you are only 22, my dear chap, and with a sheltered upbringing. I mean, do you see what I mean?
Well, she's not only sophisticated, Grimes. She looked pretty stubborn to me, too.
You know Mrs. Pyman?
Passing acquaintanceship, and from my experience of that female, I'd say she'd dig her toes in.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Yes, Alec? yes. I'll put him through. Mr. Biggs' solicitor for you, Grimes.
Oh, thank you, Malegro. Talk of the devil. Hello, Grimes here. Yes.
And, what is the joke, Henry?
It's your experience of females. You blush going past an underwear shop.
Well, I think you find I'm proved right. You see, my dear fellow, you see.
What happened last night to put you in the man of the world class?
Ah.
All right. Well, that's that. Goodbye. Well, that is the most extraordinary thing, my dear fellows. Most extraordinary. I've just been instructed to call off the action. Mrs. Pyman sent back the painting to Mr. Biggs this morning.
What?
I congratulate you. I do indeed congratulate you. It's extraordinary to talk about still waters.
Thank you, Grimes. Thank you. And, Henry?
Yes?
If you need any advice on your ooh-la-la club case, don't hesitate to ask.
In that episode of Brothers in Law, the parts were played as follows: Roger Thursby, Richard Briers, Henry Bladegrove, Richard Waring, Grimes, John Glyn Jones, Sally Ann Davis, Mrs. Pyman, Frances Bennett, Mrs. Mannering, Betty Cooper. Other parts were played by Patricia Gallimore and Malcolm Hayes. Counsel's opinion was written and adapted by Richard Waring. The program was produced by David Hatch.